Hey, 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 what's up, party people?
Let's go! Shithead's fucking podcast. Shithead's fucking podcast. Shithead's fucking podcast. Shithead's fucking podcast. Fuck yeah!
Oh, hey, sorry.
Hi, Chippy.
Oh, hey, sorry,
hi, Chip. Chippy.
Chippy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Damn it.
I'm blocking your way.
Hey, Chippy.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Chip.
What's up?
Oh, wow.
What's going on? Oh, hey, Chip.
Are we recording?
That was really
yeah.
Good.
What's up?
Chip. What's up, Chip? How are you?
Good. What's your name?
I'm KP Burke, man. Thank you for having me.
Oh, let's go. This is your audition. Let's hope it goes well.
Fuck yeah.
Tell me about yourself.
Boy from New Jersey. A lot of great people from New Jersey.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of also mediocre comedians from New Jersey who put weight on during the pandemic. I'm thinking of someone in particular wearing a smock to hide his bosoms. Well, where in New Jersey?
Right.
What exit?
Oh, this guy.
Goddamn. Ian.
Yes.
He chipped me already, man.
Nice.
You've been chipped.
Fuck yeah.
Been chipped.
Yes, you have.
You know, Giant Stadium chipper?
Giant Stadium, yeah. I played at New Year's Eve.
Oh, nice, man.
Yeah, it was good.
Burning Embers?
From there.
No, I did like an acoustic set of Sick Fucking Puppies, and I did my own stand-up.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
man.
It was cool.
Chip did stand-up.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen Chip do stand-up.
I just riff.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember any of your riffs or anything? Like any of your jokes?
I was something about like, hey, where's West Rutherford? Where's North Rutherford? I did that for like 15 minutes. Kept recycling it because it's East Rutherford.
Nice.
KP, am I lying?
Nope. He's right.
Okay. So yeah.
It works.
Yeah. What's that?
This is a lip gloss in case my lips get chapped.
Oh, do they get chapped a lot?
Often, yeah.
Oh, okay. You addicted to it?
I am.
Yeah. A lot of times people get addicted to that.
Yeah.
It sure
it's
is.
Like Efrin. The nose spray. People get addicted.
Afrin.
Yeah. And you know what? It permanently damaged my nose.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why you got so much work done?
Months.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's why I've gotten so many surgeries on it, you know?
So
my really un-Jewish nose that you see.
Have you gotten nose surgeries?
Never. I'm so flattered when people ask me
that.
Wow. And I've considered it forever.
Why? What's wrong with your nose?
It's Jewish.
A little Jewy.
No.
A little bit Jewy, yeah.
You got a great nose.
You got a great nose.
Saying that. Every time people say it, makes my fucking day.
Yeah, you don't bring me flowers.
You have great lips too.
Thank you. Well, those are fake.
Okay, see, I want to do
those
that.
Those are fake.
Are
that?
They?
Yeah.
Well, how'd you get them on?
I wouldn't know.
What?
Like Mr. Potato Head.
Do you get your cheeks done too?
No.
The only thing you've had done is your lips.
Yep. But I do skin treatments, microneedling, this and that. Like, I'm all about that.
Microneedling? Quit talking about Chip's dick.
That's not my pecker. My pecker's babe, tell him.
Tell him.
Oh, sorry.
It's like an extra large microneedle.
My opposite,
damn it, babe.
Skin peckering.
Cut that out.
I'm all about it. I would eventually, but it's just the time's not come. I don't want to look all like. I want to look like Madonna-y. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
You look great.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know the lips aren't real, but
it's okay. KP, you got any addictions?
Yes. Food, again, we're back.
That's a rough one, right?
Yeah.
Trust me. What's your drug of choice, as we say?
I'm using French fries pretty heavy these days.
Are you really?
Oh.
What do you dip them in?
Whatever's in front of me, to be quite honest.
Mayonnaise?
I haven't gone that far.
Really?
I'm a French fry and mayo guy.
Are you?
Yeah. That's where I start.
For real?
Yeah,
me too.
I start at mayonnaise, and I go down to ketchup.
To what?
We got us a 2-hour segment here. Favorite thing to dip your fries in? You're going to say mayonnaise. You don't like mayonnaise. What do you like, ketchup?
I like mayonnaise for the segment.
Okay, yeah.
It's about the art.
I like a little bit of barbecue and a little bit of honey mustard. How about yourself?
Absolutely. And those are both at the very bottom of my list. No, I will do a mayonnaise and I will do a mayonnaise hot sauce combination.
Whoa.
God damn, this segment better than expected, babe. What do you fucking like your fries with?
I'm a classic gal. I like ketchup.
You like ketchup? Ian, bring us home.
Mayonnaise, and I also like a dill mustard.
Stop
with
it
a little
right
bit of
now.
Dill in it.
Dill mustard?
They have it at Pomfrites. You ever go to Pomfrites?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds fancy.
You know they
Chipper,
have a
what
poutine.
About Chipotle?
What's that?
Like Chipotle.
Trust
mayo.
Me, I walk in the Mr. Oatle. We all get a little fucking we joke about it, you know. Yeah, no, that's mark the French fry segment, best of.
Is there a Mrs. Oatley?
Fuck yeah, there is. All right, KP, so you're a comedian from New Jersey.
Yes, sir.
And you're addicted to food. What else do you like besides French fries?
I'm trying to quit drinking. That's like on the
I'd put that probably as worse than food.
I think so.
I just quit. I just quit everything. No substances for me.
Did you? When did you quit? Days,
like a week ago. It's been a misery. Yeah.
What's the matter?
I just haven't been. I've been a casual. So I love to watch Intervention and be like, I'm not like those people.
Yep.
But I also haven't been sober in like 15 years.
Oh.
Low key. But it's not like IV drug use, so no one calls it out. You know what I mean? It's just like low grade, having been addicted to toxic men and weed for a long time.
Yep.
off of all of it. And it's been just, I'm just here in my own thoughts and feelings. It's the weirdest. Mm. No, I swear to God. I would tell you.
What was that?
Checking her track marks.
I would tell you.
I thought you were checking her pulse to see if she
No. Trust me, heroin kills many people. Yeah. You ever do horse?
Horse, stay away from that one.
I learned that from Prince, high on horse, toting a machine gun. So you quit for about a week so far. How you feeling?
I feel honestly fucking weird. I'm thinking all my own thoughts nonstop. Yeah. I feel all my own feelings. I don't know what the fuck to do with myself. I cry sometimes and then it just ends.
Me too. What do you cry about? What movie?
Okay, not movies. I don't watch movies because they just take too much time.
Yeah.
I work myself up about people that I barely know dying and whether or not they know that I care about them.
That is funny because that's why how I get myself to laugh after I'm sad. Oh, God. It could have so easily been avoided, but he didn't look where he was going. I always get a kick out of that. You know, you're thudding a stroller.
That's how you get yourself to cry. That's how you get yourself to laugh. It's and that's so how weird. I get myself to come.
Thinking of those random deaths.
I didn't say I wasn't coming. I just said I was also crying.
Oh, his whole life was ahead of him. Stage four. Oh, God. It makes me smile just thinking
about it. Sometimes you got to make your own lube from time to time.
Yeah, you do.
a sad feeling or two.
That's what I like to dip my fries into.
Get you all sloppy on the you-know-what. Yeah, we don't like the curse here. Mm. We say cuda. What's a sad death that you thought of recently that got yourself crying?
Me personally?
Yeah, what got you tearing up?
All right, if we're doing this, fine. This is podcast content. So, okay, if I thought about whether my most recent ex's son knows that I care about him. And...
Jesus.
Yeah. And I went, what do you guys want? And I wasn't sure if he like remembered or not because he's quite young and it made me cry.
Oh.
Because I love him, but he's not my kid. You know what I mean?
Sure. So I have to reach out.
I have to send sadness through the air to make sure that he feels that.
You definitely want a kid to feel sad.
Yeah.
For your own personal gain.
Just so he knows that he's loved.
Yeah, that's really good. Every once in a while, I'll just send him a card with like, suicide threats in it.
Did you write it in blood though, Chip?
Oh yeah, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, KP, no, you're not kidding. Yeah. Fucking kill a pecker. That's what I got. Damn it.
Signed in blood.
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Another friend of mine who will remain nameless, when he was 15 in New Jersey, signed an oath to Satan in his blood.
No.
Oh yeah. It does not get any douchier than that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you remember what your friend said in the oath?
No, but I am stuck in the same body as him. And apparently he quoted a Merciful Fate song and he really should have been fucking killed. He should be one of those people you're crying about. Fucking melodramatic.
That story made me feel so much less sad.
Yeah, it should. It should make you happy. It makes me happy.
I want him to follow through, actually. That would make me feel great.
Yeah, me too. I really
Select
want him.
Get him out of here.
Yeah. Why don't you sit in the tub and shave?
And make yourself a piece of toast, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so let me ask you, what else? What else has got you, Karen, when you got to get the tears flowing? I know what you're saying. Sometimes you just want to feel something.
You're putting the cart before the horse, because it's not that I want to feel
sad.
If
I do that, I'm going to be pulled backward into disillusionment.
It's not that I want to feel sad and then I make myself feel sad. It's that I make myself feel sad out of nowhere, cry, realize it's what I needed the whole time. It's like a drug. I will get high off of anything.
That's right.
Anything.
So you get addicted to the dopamine.
Yes, that's it. I'm addicted to the roller coaster. Show me a toxic person, I will date them for 10 years. I love it.
Yep. That's what, please.
At least you know that about yourself.
Do you ever cry enough, though, that you get over the thing?
Never.
That's the therapy part of it.
I cry enough that I feel a sense of relief, like after it rains, you know, and you go, ooh, it smells like after it rains. But I never get over it. I file it away for the next time.
Like, I used to be super bummed about the Holocaust.
You got over the Holocaust like that.
I've spent enough time thinking about it.
How much time did you spend?
I don't know. I'm Irish, so not much.
Yeah. Exactly. In between the last drink and the trip to the vomit bucket. You know,
I dated an Irish person from Ireland. And he was low-key.
Oh, he was Irish now.
2 years.
He was low-key. I'll call to say he was.
He was a Holocaust denier. And I found it out 2 years into the relationship. Oh. And I'm an Israeli Jew, so it's like, you know, fucking relax. Read the room.
How did he hide that one from you? Was it in a pot of gold?
Yeah. And how did you come to realize it? Did he work at Blockbuster and put Schindler's List under fiction?
A secret he kept in his uncircumcised pecker.
He did.
Yep. Damn Europeans.
How'd you know he was a Holocaust denier?
So the Holocaust came up, okay, just in conversation somehow. And that, sure, mind you, it takes years for the Holocaust to come up.
Were you dirty talking?
Like yeah. Were you whispering sweet nothings?
So those numbers aren't the only thing inflated.
About to come, oh, fuck me like I'm on the list.
Yeah, turn my pussy into a lampshade. Fuck me.
Wait, put your little fingers in there to clean the munitions.
Yeah, you pinch her and tell me if you
run
feel
a train
it
on me. Like,
he goes, yeah, so I don't know. He goes, so you know how there used to be about 6 million too many of you? And I go, what? No.
No. Oh, God damn, we believed you.
Yeah. 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 Got me. Oh no, we got to do that again, Chip.
Guys,
that was terrible.
Would you try that one more time?
That was
for
a
the
really bad
show?
High five.
It looks damp. That was a damp handshake, no?
It was.
No, my hands are always dry. In high school, I won. Boy, most likely to have dry hands into adulthood. Yeah. It's a category I insisted on. All right, babe, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Kay.
So we're in bed, okay? I forget how the topic actually came. Oh, here's what happened. He was he'd gone on a business trip to Washington, D.C.
Oh,
he's not from here. He's not from this country, okay? And he's
where was he from? Germany?
No. Oh. Well, worse. He was an Irishman. And potato person. And he
you don't say.
It was Jerry Adams. They were talking about Sinn Féin.
He's talking about DC and he goes, you know, now keep in mind, I didn't say this. I'm repeating what someone else said on a podcast.
Right, right,
okay?
Right.
So he said, what was worse? What do you think was worse? Slavery or the Holocaust? And I said, well, who are you asking? You're asking kind of. I'm biased.
Sure, both are cool.
I'm biased. I'm biased.
Both a nice elevator conversation.
And he goes, and then without waiting for a response, which I felt he should have taken the temperature of the room.
Yep.
But he didn't.
Ooh,
and he goes.
Joke.
Now, keep in mind, we both came, so it was, like, kind of forgivable at the time. And then after I got, like, you know, after I got over that, I was like, that wasn't okay. So he goes, what was worse, Slavery or the Holocaust? And I was like, well, I think that they both were, like, kind of problematic.
Yeah,
kind of.
Just kind of.
But I said, they're a little different because the Holocaust was a systematic genocide, okay? And in slavery
it's
times,
systematic.
Wait, but a systematic genocide. And I said, now I know that there's going to be people who are going to be mad at me for saying this. Now I'm repeating a past conversation from years ago. I want that to be.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I said in slavery, it was imperative to keep people alive because you needed them to work for free. So it's not the same as a genocide. And it wasn't great.
Right.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Right? Lots of loss of life. Da 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 da. We don't like it. We're not pro slave and we're not pro Holocaust. But I was saying, as far as if you're gonna make me choose, and he said, I disagree. And I said, what do you mean? You disagree? What are you talking about? He said, well, I've been to DC and I've seen those kids standing on the street corners, not going to school with their hoodies on. And I just think that I think that they're fucked for every generation. And look at the Jews now. Look, they have Israel and they run the media.
This guy sounds like a fun guy to date.
Yeah.
That's
a good after sex chat.
Yeah. For another year and a half after that.
Wow.
Because it wasn't
good for
bad
you
enough. Yeah, listen, when you're down, you're down. He
Maybe,
was so hot.
But then he became a project to fix. This guy's a fucking dope, so I'm going to fix this project.
Exactly right.
Yep. Women like a fixer-upper.
We love it.
What else did Colin Farrell say?
Do you think about that relationship and cry sometimes?
No, I've heard about it.
Never.
Not you, Chip.
Her.
Karen.
Not that guy, no.
So what did you?
I got over him really hard. I think about my last ex's kid, and I think about two boyfriends ago. There's only been three, and how I feel he's misunderstood. That's it. That's what makes me cry. Yeah, he's misunderstood. He's a misunderstood person.
Is that his drag name?
Will misunderstood. Is there a round of applause for a gentleman?
Is there a Mr. Understood?
Yeah, fucking Oh, yeah, I misunderstood. It's my favorite city. Go ahead, babe. So who are you dating now?
Nobody. I'm off of substances, I told you guys.
Yeah, I'm telling you, sometimes being single is the best.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you find it you have to bat away women with your T-Rex arms?
My arms are fine.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about being single?
Probably the fact that just like, you know, I got plenty of time to watch TV.
Yeah.
What's your favorite TV you're watching right now?
Stranger Things is a show that's on.
Is it still on?
Strange Things.
On. Very good. Wow. That's a good show, Chip. Yep. I like it.
I think you'd really like Love on the Spectrum.
Oh, I've seen that.
Trying to say something?
Yeah, no, I've seen that before.
Have you?
I don't know where the Spectrum is, you know. Plus, I have Verizon.
Well.
Go on now. What do you like to do on a date? I like to get supper.
Supper? I like to sup.
Yeah.
I'll sup, yeah.
What do you like to have for supper? Nice can of pea soup, maybe.
Can of pea soup.
I like that. Nice cold pea soup and a cup of Sanka.
Yeah.
Just chillax. Talk nose to nose right after. Trade burps.
Pea soup and Sanka burps?
Oh, babe, you don't understand. Trust me. If you think your coot is damp now.
That's really going to get me there,
oh,
huh, Chip?
Fuck yeah.
Oh my God.
Fuck yeah.
I'll sup for sure. You know what I don't love on a date though is a movie. Like going to a movie theater.
Yeah.
I find it to be unnecessarily silent and a waste
like
of time.
I like to talk.
Yeah. Same. Mm-hmm.
I like to talk.
Talk while I sup. I think that's a perfect combination. It's a classic for a reason.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What are you gonna have? You're gonna have a salad, you're gonna have a steak. Why don't you tell me that you're gonna have peanut butter
if
and
you
jelly?
Get, can I have some? If I get, will you have some?
Yeah, family style.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
Yeah, share.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you vegan?
No,
good.
Come on.
Good. Vegan's a fucking problem.
Yeah. Why?
It's too difficult. Can't take them anywhere.
I had great vegan food last week.
I've had it. What'd you have that was good? I had one time piece of lettuce. Not bad.
I don't even know. We had people order for us and we just kept eating it. We had vegan calamari. It was delicious.
So, well, back in the day, vegan was gross. And now the technology is crazy. Now vegan food is like regular food.
They've made it a lot better.
They can
rebuild it's like
it.
Trans women.
Yeah. Sure, but that's not vegan. That's meat.
That's what I'm addicted to.
Let me ask you a question, KP. You ever eat vegan?
No. Oh, not intentionally, I should say.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You got a lady?
No.
Oh, you're single.
No. Waiting on Karen. It's happening.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Daddy senses a little chemistry.
Yep. Chips the Cupid. Cupid.
Waiting for a relapse. Don't worry.
I can deny the
it's
Holocaust,
coming.
But I can't deny the way I feel about you, Karen.
I wouldn't want you to.
Bip.
We're working on it.
Q-chip.
Chipid.
Chip, you got some water.
Cupid.
What's that?
When you drank it.
That's okay. I'm hot.
Yeah. I know, especially with this love connection going on.
I know, I kind of feel it.
Thank you.
I kind of feel like a little bit of, what do you like to do on a date, KP?
I like to sup, you know.
Yeah.
Get some Sanka, something like that.
That's nice.
I do feel a movie is, irrational.
It's irrational.
We can go to a comedy club and just talk there the entire time. They don't mind when we do
that. They love it. They prefer it.
Yeah, no, seriously, think about it.
I go to a comedy club and start yelling out punchlines just to make you laugh.
Helping them out with their action.
Yeah, see Colin up there. I go, I don't understand you. Oh, I'd fucking do that. You'd be cracking up. She'd be like, oh, Chipperson. Sorry, did I step on your foot?
No, you didn't. My foot's out of the way.
I apologize. I stepped on the table.
Apologize.
Anyway, babe, don't get jealous. We're just talking.
Chip, I was starting to get a little bit worried there.
I understand. We're just friends.
Okay.
A long time.
As long as you're just
friends. We know each other a long time.
How long have you two known each other?
Met many years ago in front of a Bradley. She came by and I was pop locking and she stopped and threw me $5. It was crazy.
It was crazy.
Yeah, she's like, you like Bradleys? I'm like, yeah, babe. We talked for about a half hour. You know.
And that was that. Mm-hmm.
That was that. Fast friends.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
Fast friends, yep. And you have known for 10,000 years.
I've known Karen since I was 19.
Fact.
Wow.
I've known since I was 18.
We met in college.
Freshman year, NYU.
Yep.
Aww. Yeah. I was picturing little Ian, little Karen.
I had long curly hair down to my shoulders.
And you would never wear a shirt. You're always like, you have a dead dad tattoo. And you're like, I don't have a dad.
Wait a minute.
Would you wear that, but just with no shirt under it?
I used to wear tank tops.
Okay.
Yeah, but I remember I have pictures on film of you with no shirt. And
really?
Like a bunch of guys with clothes, yep.
Really? Yeah. I used to get naked at parties.
I've done that before.
And I'd make my friends turn the lights
off. Parents fire me immediately.
They'd...
You're the worst clown we ever had. Like, I thought it was funny. I was spinning it and twisting it into a balloon animal.
I would get naked at parties, and my friends would turn the lights on, and they go, "Oh my God, there's a ghost!" And they turn the, and I'd be naked. Going, "Whoa!"
Oh, I did that.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Go on then. One time I was at, or one time me and Ian.
Ian and I
were at a party at NYU. Some, like, it was like a sorority party, but like sororities like aren't good at NYU, so it was just somebody's like apartment. Everybody was completely trashed, and I was a virgin. I wasn't doing anything.
Good for
naughty,
you.
But,
are you still?
But yes, no. Sorry. Yes, no. And I'm not. Is that weird? Are you turned off now? Sorry. No. I don't know what the right answer is in front of men. No, I'm not a virgin anymore.
Okay,
but,
no, I am.
But my body count's low. Anyway, so I was with one person for so long. It doesn't matter. I was making out with one of Ian's friends in a in a bedroom at a party, and I was scared of taking it further because I'd never done that before. I'd never even really kissed anybody before, to be honest with you. And we're like kissing, and I was growing frightened. And then Ian bursts into the room, launches his body on top of us.
You were growing frightened, and he was just growing.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, "Get out of here, Ian." I was like, "Well, that's enough for us." And I peace out. Oh, thank God.
I helped you.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Because I low-key didn't feel safe.
What a hero.
I had no, I guess I just sensed it.
Yeah.
Ian had a 50-50 shot of blowing a load.
I didn't drink at the time, so I would
That's
just
right.
be like
you were
the crazy
edge.
Guy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, my friends would try to be like slick and cool, and I'd try to like, you know, embarrass them. So that's what.
No, you did me a huge solid. I was terrified.
I had no idea.
I was scared of.
So cool.
I was scared of men in general. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
I was scared of women.
He stuck his hand down my pants, and I freaked the fuck out. And I freaked out. And then as soon as he did that, you burst through the door, flopped on us, and he was like, "Don't worry about that." And I go, "No, I gotta go."
Front to back.
Back.
Put his hand down the back of your pants.
I was so scared.
Were you soupy?
Probably.
Yeah,
probably
I do that too.
It was a frat party.
Separate the cheeks,
uh-huh.
And then you put the fucking finger right in the backside.
So this was before
I make funny noises.
This was before I had discovered other people's assholes. It was before I discovered any of it. So this is like years and years before anything got good. You know what I mean?
I can't believe he just went straight for booty hole. Where's the respect? He didn't.
He wasn't going straight for booty hole.
Do I know them?
Yeah, you do. You do. His name was John.
No.
I don't remember his last name.
I know.
But he bit me on the lip, and from then on, me and my friends called him John the Biter.
Oh, that's great. I love that. We used to call him Mr. Softy because he would go soft sometimes.
Oh, wow.
I never found out.
Yeah.
He didn't go for the booty hole. Just stuck his hand down the back of my
pants. Was grabbing butt.
Yeah, but I didn't know what was going on. My God, I was so confused and scared.
I was scared, too. I didn't know what I was doing. This girl, oh, my God, she was so hot. Black chick. Woohoo. Oh, everyone called her. Her name was Trudy, and everyone called her Trudy with the booty, and she invited me over.
Say Trudy with duty. That would have been good.
She invited me over to watch a movie in her dorm room. She's like, "But my roommates aren't home." And I was like, "Oh, okay." She was telling me.
Trudy is moody.
We
go on now. Not going to stop.
We sat on her bed and watched Almost Famous on a laptop like this.
That sounds hot.
And I didn't know
to make a move.
And then
like
she came over and we were in the elevator and she's like, "I've never made out with someone in an elevator before."
Wink,
and
wink.
I was like, "Yeah, me neither."
And I guess I never will.
Yeah. I knew nothing. But at the same time, I was secretly blowing my friend.
Wow, on the elevator? She's not very observant. God damn, was Trudy blind?
Wow, 2200 eyesight.
Yeah. Man, what are you eating, a hot dog down there?
We're really good.
God damn, Trudy.
I bet when you didn't make a move, she became Trudy with the tootie.
Oh.
A bit of a tune.
Walking down the street, I saw her and her new boyfriend months ago, and they did not hesitate to point and laugh at me on University Place.
No.
Yeah.
What, did she still go to NYU?
Yeah, I'll never forget. No, this was like
year?
The next year. This
Okay.
Ooh, boy, did that not feel good. No. No, and then I drunkenly was like, "I should have kissed you, Brittany." That was just for you.
Thank you.
Where'd you dorm freshman year?
Hayden.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's wrong with it?
Mm-hmm. What?
Where was it?
That is Washington Square Park West.
Yeah.
On McDougal.
On McDougal.
Well, no. Yeah. It turns into McDougal. It's McDougal on Washington Square West. Yeah.
Was it nice?
It's.
Do you have a roommate?
I did. She was annoying. She had she had a big square head. No,
did you ever
was,
pillow fight?
Never. She wasn't like cool. I remember once I was like this really greasy kid, and I used to blot my face all the time, like compulsively, because I was afraid I was too shiny. And they would sell these like blue blotting paper, they're bright blue, and I was really self conscious about it, like really. You know when you just like think you're the weirdest. So then I would just throw them away, and I remember she goes, "Whose dick did you suck?" And I go, "What?
Oh my god!"
What? And I go, "That's no,
a fair question."
Nobody. And she goes, "There's a dental dam in the trash can." And I was like, "I wish I knew how to suck a dick."
Wow!
With a dental dam? Yeah, I don't think she's plastic. Ever sucked a dick.
Yeah. Who's ever used a dental dam?
What is a dental dam?
That's for when you go down on a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. You put it so that you don't get
serious.
Yeah. But so
does
you don't
it work?
Get. I mean, I don't know.
I would bring one for analingus. A lot of times I would bring a dental
is that
dam.
True?
I would lay on my stomach and I would just say, "Go ahead, babe, put your tongue
you
in there."
Put the dental dam.
Instead of bathing, just take a bath.
Yeah, but the soap makes me itchy.
Really?
Do you rinse it after?
What?
after you wash your butt with the soap, do you rinse it after?
No, you're not supposed to. What you do is you put the soap in, then you clench it up real tight, and you dab yourself dry and go about your day.
Chip, that might be why your butt's itchy from the soap.
I don't know.
I think you're supposed to rinse it.
God damn it, baby. You weren't a brassiere?
No.
Told you about that.
I just saw a thing about how if you don't wear bras, your boobs don't sag as much. Wearing a bra can make your boobs sag more. They've done studies.
No, really?
They have.
A longitudinal study on wearing bras?
Yes.
Yep. They haven't.
Karen, you gotta have tits to worry about it first.
That's not nice. But then again, you and Jim Norton could talk.
That's what I'm saying. It's 78 degrees, Chipper, and I'm wearing a shirt out of fear. Okay,
you don't want to show you about. Yeah, no, I hear you. Trust me, I put on a smock. You know. Let me ask you: did you go to college, KP?
For a hot minute, yeah.
What was your major in? What was your dream? Mm-hmm. I wanted to be an architect like Mike Brady.
Oh, like
instead, I inherited other qualities.
Like Stanford. Chipper, who's the other top architects then? You had George Costanza.
What's that?
He's always wanted to pretend to be an architect.
Who? George Costanza?
I don't know. I don't watch Seinfeld. I was just a Brady Bunch kid. Cousin Oliver era. That was the best. All right. So you want to be an architect?
I screwed up. Yeah. I went to the military instead.
Shit.
Yeah.
Hey, can I get a little cup of water? Daddy needs a cup of water. And then we're going to just get back into it. And five and a four and a three and a two and a. So you were in the military.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have to stop again when they come in with the water.
Understood.
What branch of the service?
Navy.
All right. Yep. Cool. Village people motivate you?
Very much so.
Yeah, the Navy.
Everyone thinks that all we want to do is, like, if you join the Navy, you're just going to have gay sex with each other. We want to. Don't have the time.
Yeah, you're busy, right?
It's a busy day.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you're out to sea, a lot of time out there, no women on the crew. It was tough.
I'm sure. Oh, there's no ladies on your boat?
There weren't at first. Then they tried bringing them in to ruin it.
Just semen and semen.
That's it. Yep. Stock full of each other.
Semen squared.
In 505 feet of a giant gray box, too. Yeah.
Well, you were a submariner?
No, I was on a destroyer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. How many years were you in the Navy?
6 in total.
Wow.
You ever do any fighting, like in, where'd you train, Vegas?
They sent me to Dubai, actually, of all places. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, my cousin Mike almost died in Afghanistan. We joined together, and then I went to Dubai, and I got to hang out at the Mall of Dubai.
Wow.
Indoor ski slope.
So he's over there fighting, and you're over there looking at the Burj Khalifa. It's a marvel of modern technology.
He's got brain damage, and I was like, that's where they did Mission Impossible 4. This is crazy.
Yep.
This is
nuts. Yeah, I was there for that, actually.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. I knew Tommy. Flew me out to fucking Dubai.
He's from Jersey, too, for a hot
second. Yeah, I know. Yeah. He told me that. That's what we bonded over.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm from New Jersey. I go, I got a bunch of friends in New Jersey. I might have brought you up. And he flew me over to Dubai. It was fucking crazy.
Wow. How long were you out there, Chip?
I landed like Tuesday morning, and I left at like 3 p.m. that day.
Not much to see over there.
Just a couple quick jokes. He put me back on a plane. It was a fast in and out.
Were you supposed to stay longer?
We had planned a month. But he got. I'm embarrassed to say it. I didn't know he had lifts on his shoes. I had no idea. And me grabbing the director's bullhorn and announcing it in front of the crew. was very upsetting and embarrassed him in front of his coworkers.
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it wasn't like you broke a Muslim law or something?
No, 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 I didn't. I actually wore the burqa and stuff like that as I was supposed to.
Jeff, I think that's just for women.
They don't like seeing any flesh. Flesh is forbidden.
Or hair.
Or hair.
For women.
Hair.
Yeah, yeah, so they probably thought you were a woman with the hair and the tits.
Oh, right. Oh.
And your bare elbows making people come.
That is true.
It.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah, believe me.
Whoa.
I got nice elbows.
Well, yeah.
And Chip, your affectations are really
great. Touch the elbow. Don't be afraid.
Wow.
I worked hard on that.
Let's touch everyone's elbow to the right of us.
To the right of us.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a right elbow. That's okay.
Wow, Karen, you have sharp elbows.
I'm bony.
So do you. Yeah, you'd be a good UFC fighter.
I'm bony too. Look at this.
I'm a bony woman, yeah.
Yeah. KB, you show me your elbow. I'll get a little bony too.
Fair, now we're talking.
They like that about you?
Not to brag, but I have a lot of bones, yeah.
Really? Yeah, it's hot.
Men love it.
Great Tinder chat.
Because you remind them of a child.
How boys love it.
Men are like, oh, I've got a bone for you, too.
Lovely lady, natural nose, injected lips, and lots of bones.
Lots of bones.
They probably line up for you. I don't blame you.
Can't keep them away from these bones.
Loves to cry.
Yeah, and in parentheses, keep your fingers away from my shitter. It traumatizes me.
Oh, I dated someone with the most pristine asshole.
How? So,
how so?
Show it.
Did he bleach it?
No, didn't bleach it, but he did something. It was perfect.
Is it someone we know?
Nope, it's not somebody you know.
Just cleaned it. He was very careful.
Was
beautiful. So he must have done something. He cleaned it, but also it was like just perfect and hairless and like the right color. Yes.
Oh. Do you have any pictures of it?
Not of it, no.
Did he have a nice ass?
Yeah, he was perfect.
Yeah,
he was a physically perfect specimen of a man.
What those Holocaust opinions? That's what just drove
me. He was a Holocaust denier.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Oh, it was him. That's how great his ass was. She ate it for 2 years after he denied the Holocaust.
That's right.
Hey, could you stop zig-heiling? I'm trying to eat your perfect hiney. God damn it. I'll tolerate your opinions, but don't rub it in my face.
I know. What he lacked in respecting the Holocaust, he more than made up for in perfect assholeness.
Yeah.
And you would eat his butt, and he would go, oh, look at you down there.
It's magically delicious.
Yeah. You have his feet up in the air, and they just start doing a little jig.
Yeah.
Wow.
You ever have your butt eaten, KP? All kidding aside.
You know I have.
Yeah, you have, right?
Is that true?
It's
not for everybody.
No, it's wonderful. Not. It was not asked either. It was just kind of happened.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the only way I can really come anymore.
Is that true? Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Had you showered beforehand?
No, because again, I didn't know.
You didn't know it was going to happen. That's what
was
a surprise.
That's the punishment element, perhaps.
An aggressive gal from Kentucky.
Of course.
She had her mindset on
things.
She's from Ireland too. That's crazy.
They are freaks because they're not allowed to have any like freak feelings or freak thoughts or anything. So they go a million miles an hour with that.
I let my freak flag fly.
Let your bro fro grow.
Yeah, Lady Gaga said that.
No, she didn't.
She said you're born the way that you are, you fucking freak. That's a direct quote from Lady Gaga.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good. Love it.
I quote her all day. I call her Steph when I see her. The old
you guys are old friends?
Who'd you know better, Tom Cruise or Lady Gaga?
Well, Steph and I went on a couple of dates.
No.
Yep. Wow. What happened? Fuck out of town?
Yeah. Well, she's got a parents got a restaurant up there one time, and we sat there and had a meal. Like she was already there when I came in, but I was fucking just sat down and I was eating and stuff. So we kind of ate together.
Did she know you were coming?
No, but she was so happy.
Did she know you before this?
Yep.
Oh.
Okay. Were you childhood friends, or how'd you guys know each other?
She was performing in the Village,
and
I was handing out flyers for something. She said, "You're cute."
Really?
Are you serious? This is back in the day, Gaga. This is like
me?
Her original nose, Gaga.
Are you the one that gave her the idea for the meat suit?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep. We were in a deli one time. We had made love in the back of a car. We went out for a sandwich. I think it was a Subway. And they were making the sandwich. I go, babe, those would look great on you.
Really brings out your eyes.
Yeah.
No vegan food.
Yeah, goddamn, babe. A little olive loaf on your fucking tits really makes you shine. Olive loaf. You like olive loaf? Best meat. I like to make a nice ball of olive loaf and just snack on it.
Chip,
sure.
No.
What? What's olive loaf? Sounds like everything I like.
Yeah, what is it?
Oh,
yeah.
It's gross.
What's olive loaf?
What is olive loaf?
And I love a loaf.
Yeah.
Come on.
I love olive loaf.
Come on.
I love olives, too. My cat used to love olives.
What do you mean what used happened? To? What happened to the cat? Or
his head crushed.
Oh, God.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
By what?
I.
By you?
It was a mistake.
Chippy.
It was a mistake.
Chippy.
The phone rang and I was running to get it and I tripped and I fell both of my knees inside the box we were keeping them in.
No, no.
You were keeping the cat in a box?
It was a whole litter.
Chippy, what the hell?
How little was this kitten, Chip?
First of all, don't enunciate both T's. Sound like a psychopath. Are you certain?
Chip, that's how I say mitten and button.
Do you?
Yes.
I'm surprised you're not single.
Yeah. No, I understand.
Me too.
Are you shitting me? They were it was like,
I'm not putting up with this anymore.
No, there were like six little kittens in a box.
And you crushed all of them.
Chippy. With my knees as I was running to answer the phone, I tripped.
Any survivors?
So you fell knees first.
Yeah, I did.
A kitten holocaust.
I didn't mean it, though. Yeah, no, I fell knees first, but then I skidded through the box.
No,
yeah.
Chippy.
Yeah, it was really
bad.
They
all died?
I had no idea. I went up and got the phone. I still had one stuck to my knee on my tough skin.
Who called?
It was a fucking telemarketer.
Oh, the cats died for a telemarketer?
Yeah. It was a pretty interesting call though.
Yeah.
What were they trying to sell you?
They were trying to sell me like a natural gas energy.
Did it work?
You say, hey, I got enough over here.
I said that to him. Yeah. He goes, come on, Jim. I said, like, all right, you're familiar, you know. We laughed about it. All kidding aside, you use Con Ed.
It's the pride of Jersey right there. So.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, but I got stock in Con Ed and Ma Bell. What's your favorite piece of stock to own in?
Oh, wow.
Got Bitcoin?
A gal's stockings.
Mm, yeah, yeah. If they fit properly.
Yeah.
Do you put them over your face or do you put them on your legs?
In my mouth.
See that?
There you go.
I forgot.
Choke on it. One time me and someone put on stocking. We were really, really high on Molly and put on stockings and just smushed our legs together.
Did it feel good?
Sensual, yeah. It's an interesting feeling if you've never done it before, and I recommend.
What? I've done it. You just have my own legs, though, yeah. With thigh highs, just rubbing my legs together like a cricket.
On Molly?
Do you look like Joe Namath in that commercial?
What commercial?
You never saw that? You know Joe
Namath?
Toner.
Did he do a legs commercial?
He did, yeah.
Ah, years
Joe
ago.
Joe Namath did the fancy one.
I like to play the game. Hear that stupid accent?
Mm-hmm.
I like to play. Wore brute cologne.
I love the clip of him when he's drunk on the field and goes, I could kiss you.
I want to kiss you.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
said that too. Who was it? Bubba Smith?
No.
Oh, it was a lady.
Yeah,
was it Pam Oliver?
I thought it was Booger McFarlane.
Pam Oliver loaf?
Booger McFarlane? No, olive loaf.
What is an olive loaf? Can
we see a picture of olive loaf if you guys have it? And could you bring it up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'd eat that.
It looks amazing.
I'd eat that.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, what's wrong with
it's
that?
Like it's like a bologna with olive.
Yeah,
yep, totally it sure is.
You know, I feel that they polluted the brand by calling it a loaf because loaf already sounds not good.
Like a pile of shit.
But if they call it olive pile of shit, then I would eat it. Yeah.
Like shit loaf. That's the first thing that
women
comes
hate
into your
the word. Believe me, I panicked one time I was going down on a whirl. A whirl.
Yeah,
the whole planet. I was just licking it. Yeah, I started at Mesopotamia. No, but the loaf is not a sexy word.
No, loaf is not a sexy word. Yeah.
You know, what
why
else
do they
is
call
a sexy
it
word?
Pinch a loaf?
Because you're pinching a loaf out of your butt.
Yeah, because it looks like a loaf of bread.
And then you pinch it with your
and you kegel it out. Yeah.
Yeah, it should be push a loaf, actually.
Yeah, push a loaf.
Yeah. Put your fingers in and jiggle a loaf loots.
Yeah.
Be more accurate.
Put your fingers in.
Lick a loaf.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes, if I'm not hydrated properly, I got to go in there and wiggle it around.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Have you heard?
It's like a box of blocks.
Have you heard there's some families apparently that have what they call a poop knife?
No, stop it.
And they knife?
I've heard of this.
You've heard of this, right? They used to cut poop up.
I own stock in them.
Oh, yeah. Poop
that's
knife.
Stock?
Yeah. I've used a spoon to go in there and scrape it out.
What is
I use a garlic press.
If your log is too big, they cut the log,
so
and this way
you
don't clog
it.
The toilet.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Chip, you knew what that was pretty quickly there.
Sure I did. Yeah. We had one. Yeah, it was more of a fucking a poop garden shears.
A poop jaws of life.
Yeah, you'd hear a sniff, and you'd be like, ah, boy, Ma's letting a good one out.
I don't have that. I poop pellets, so it's not.
Oh, they little tiny ones.
There you go, poop knife.
Like little raisins. No,
I told you it was a thing.
If you got a
spatula,
oh, they do it when it's in the toilet. All right, my mistake. I've done it while it was still coming out. Oh, I misunderstood.
Oh, like an extruder.
Yeah, I would actually just keep my feet out.
Like when they make pasta.
It looks long. I just start cutting away. Little pellet turds. Very nice.
Ugh. You can make a big one into pellets like if you have the knife, though, and you use it correctly.
What's that? That's right.
You could use the, like, if you have the knife, a big one could turn into pellets, like, you know, if we're talking about
correct.
It.
Oh, yeah,
you could chop it up properly.
It's like a chia pet, really,
for your ass.
What if
you use, like, a carrot slicer to stop
what if you grate it and turn it into a fine?
You have no idea, babe. I've done it.
One really? Day,
I was at a girl's house. Ugh. I was so embarrassed. Go I was going to clog the toilet. Luckily, I had a cheese grater in my coat pocket. Fucking took it out, picked up the log, and fucking shaved it into the toilet.
Parmesaned it.
Yep. 45 minutes later, flushed. It was like Goldschlager, a little fluff.
Was she concerned that you were in the bathroom for 45 minutes?
Yeah, I gave myself away, though. I forgot to wash my hand of the grater. I put it back in my shirt pocket. Came out for a big hug.
Chippy, women hate that.
Yeah, poopy shirt.
Babe, I know. Trust me, I know.
That could be cool chip merch. A shirt with a pocket in it, and there's like a poop stain on it, like an ink leak, but it's poop.
That's good merch. People would wear that. Humans would wear that in public.
Yeah.
They would love to walk around with poop
shirt. Yeah. And instead of a pocket protector, it'd be a cheese grater.
Yeah, see, I tried doing one of those cute shirts you see in the mall for like husbands and wives, and nobody wanted it.
Why? What was it?
It had an arrow, and it said, "I'm with shit cunt."
What did the other one say?
I'm with him.
It comes with Skankfest tickets. Is that true?
With a grab bag of Skankfest.
Oh my
Use
God.
Use a t-shirt cannon to pass them out.
So let me ask you, if you were going to buy a piece of chip merchandise, which one will it be?
The shirt has a pocket, though, right? I'm big on pockets.
Yeah, they made a mistake.
I gotta have them.
The pocket was in the center of the back. It was very inconvenient to do a headstand and get your keys out.
Yeah.
You had to throw them up in the air and then kind of move under it and catch them.
Chip Chipperson poop knife would sell.
Actually believe that.
Poop knife that you keep in your home, not to wear in public. I don't know about public.
A poop knife? Yeah, maybe. I don't know if they sell knives on the site. I haven't updated the merch.
You gotta do it.
But knife
say,
is
cut
a strong word.
Up.
It's like a plastic spatula kind of thing. We just call it a knife. Yeah, but a chip chipper's and specifically a chippy one.
You think so, babe?
Yeah. So it's your head at the top of it. The neck is the neck, and then the bottom is just a knife. So basically the whole thing's normal, but it's a chippy.
See, that's right. It's someone who believes in me.
Yeah. And you can make a lot of money, chippy. You're leaving money on the table. Come on.
Okay.
Poop knife.
I have to add some merchandise.
You should. Mm.
I don't have much.
No one likes to talk about it, but everyone wants to chop up some poop.
Everyone does, yeah. Or maybe I could just fucking, if they don't have knives available, maybe I could sell something like a poop sneaker. Like you leave it in the bathroom, you put it on, and you mush it into the toilet if it's too big. Or you karate chop it. Maybe a glove and a fucking two bricks to put in the bathroom, and you can karate chop it. If it's a big log. You ever take a clog the toilet? Craziest place you ever clogged the toilet when your job was on the line?
The middle of the Atlantic Ocean on board the USS Kearney.
Did you really?
Yep, absolutely.
Is that common for sailors to do?
Yeah.
Wow, the USS Kearney, that's great. It even smelled like New Jersey.
They spelled it different too. They spelled it wrong, so definitely.
What happened? What did you do with it?
Well, so they have vacuum powered on the ships, like on airplanes.
Yep.
People stuff those things all the time. So it was an all-male crew. Then they brought on women.
That's hot.
Women started putting, you know, sometimes they have that
their
time.
The tamps. You got to plug it up with the goddamn tamps.
That's the right way to say it, too. Mm-hmm. They start putting the tamps in there. You start having to, you know, unclog toilets, and you're going after pipes and stuff like that. And you just find like a wad, like a rat king of tampons.
Oh, yeah.
A little gross. That's hot, a little gross.
I've found that before in a toilet. It's crazy.
I put it in my mouth like chewing tobacco.
Oh, yeah. I didn't do that. But I did.
So I dated somebody once. Never mind. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, babe.
I dated somebody once that if you ever wanted to, if you ever just like were comfortable with that, then I would totally like enjoy a used tampon from you. And I said, okay.
In his mouth.
Good for you.
Why not? No. What are you going to do?
You're going to run. That's gross.
She's a trooper this
weird.
One. I love her.
I was in love. And sure. He was hot. He was a 10 out of 10. He was really hot.
Yeah, did he sleep in a coffin?
I don't know.
He denied the Holocaust?
I don't know if I mentioned this, but he didn't believe in the Holocaust.
Yeah. Where'd you meet
him? Was it the same guy?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
She met him at night in Transylvania.
Oh, my God. We're slowly getting a serial killer profile. Yeah. This man.
The Jews are lying. Did you leave my mouth, madam?
And I was like, you know what? Why not? It's not that I'm a kinky person because I know my stories make
you
it seem like I am.
You want to make the other person happy.
It's not even. I'm just so open-minded that nothing's that weird to me.
You
to
don't
me,
give a turkey.
Sex is sex is sex. You want this thing,
you
that thing, tampon, da-da-da-da-da. I don't give an olive loaf. I don't give one fucking olive loaf. I am down for whatever. If I love you, I'm the best girlfriend ever. Because I'll get into it. Who cares?
Wow.
Have you been peed on?
You?
If you think it's hot, if you think it's that hot, then by osmosis, I can get into it.
What was your question?
Have you ever been peed on?
I have.
Yeah. I was in the shower, though, yeah. Because I was like, this is the only acceptable way to do it.
Now,
yeah,
you've done it in the shower. Chip, where have you done it?
I was on a boat, a fishing boat.
Uh-huh.
And what peed on you?
The turtle.
Oh.
I caught a big turtle. I held it up, and I just shook it angrily and urinated all over me. I threw it in the water.
Are you sure it was turtle urine and not turtle soup?
Yeah. He looked at me. I could see him looking at me like Gamera. I fucking threw him into the fucking...
Was it Donatello or Michelangelo?
Raphael, actually.
Which turtle was it?
Don't draw me from the matchbooks. Tippy the turtle.
Oh, Tippy.
Sure.
Oh. Yeah.
Whew, thank God.
The only Tippy I know is Tom.
What, babe?
The only Tippy I know is Tom.
Oh, he passed away.
I know. It's
God
sad.
Damn it, see.
The only Tippy I know tippy is Tom. To do it after a meal.
Fuck. Or if you got somebody with one leg.
Yeah.
It's a girl. It's Eileen.
Oh,
and if it's a guy, it's Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
Aspirin.
Hey, Forrest. Hey, Forrest.
Is that Lieutenant
My
Dan?
Wife's fat and your wife has AIDS. Hey, Forrest.
Lieutenant Dan Ass Cream.
Yeah, shot me in the asshole, Forrest. Damaged my colon.
Get my shit knife.
Yeah, God damn it.
Listen, that used to be foreplay for me.
What?
It used to be a Tuesday afternoon.
Forrest Gump?
Shit in my mouth, yeah.
Oh, shit in my mouth.
Have you ever done stuff with shit?
No, never.
You ever take a little pellet and flick it at somebody? With a rubber band foot?
Yeah, like a little David and Goliath action. Yeah.
Yes.
No, we never got to that point. Here's the thing. I think even though I'm a down-ass bitch, that he was low-key afraid of freaking me out. So I knew. And
so
he
just talked about how the Holocaust was.
Yeah.
So he just stopped at Holocaust. That was a boundary.
What a piece of shit.
But I was like, I used to, so, you know, once in a while we're on mushrooms or whatever, freaking out. I was like, tell me for real what you think about. Like, because I know that, I was like, I know you. I get a sense of you. I know that this is the tip of the freakish iceberg. Yep. And you're afraid of scaring me because some of this shit's going to be like crazy.
Mm.
And he would get real quiet.
I really want to fuck a potato.
I would be fine with that.
Karen, what happened first, though? Did he pee on you or bring up the Holocaust thing?
Pee.
The pee was first. That was a test.
Pee
that
was
test.
Easing her in. I don't want to make it sound like peeing on people is that crazy. I was already in the shower and he was like, can I just try it? I was like, sure. It's just gonna wash away.
I guess.
Who cares?
I kind of wanted her to piss all over me
on dry land or in a shower.
In the shower, just like
that's
I'd
not a big deal. Yeah, it's nothing.
Me.
It washes all washes
in like
away.
A carnal way.
Yeah, yeah,
it was carnal for him, and it was like, you know. Can I tell you something? It was kind of hot because it was so weird.
Yeah,
it was just weird, and it's harmless, and so yeah, why not?
Yeah, I've had it done one time. It wasn't that sexy.
Wait,
no, why
not a turtle?
Why not?
A human?
Well, no, it was a girl I knew.
Uh-huh.
She was like, I'd love to give you a golden shower, Lyle.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
So I was like, okay. And she was a little pee shy.
Uh-huh.
So she had me leave the room and she urinated into a McDonald's Grimace cup. Then she fucking threw it at me. She walked out the door. Remember those plastic cups? The Grimace was my favorite.
Like
is someone peeing in me?
Splashed it in my face. Holding flowers.
Were you dressed like the Hamburglar?
No, I wasn't. Were you?
I have a Hamburglar shirt, Chip.
Do you really?
It's my favorite. I love it.
Why?
Because it's cute and it's got black and white stripes. And I walk around and I steal people's burgers. It's a win for me.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite McDonald character?
McDonald?
McDonald.
I wasn't allowed to eat McDonald's, but
why?
There's a for health reasons.
Oh, you have Crohn's.
Well, yeah, but we didn't know that at the time. It was just to be healthy.
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with Crohn's? Like, they're good-looking people, like good bodies and stuff. It's like
I know, and then it's like
disease.
They're hot, but they can't do anal, and it's like, well, what's...
I can't. Oh God.
Why can't you?
Because I don't like it. Because I don't feel good. I had an ex, and he was like, "Come on, you." He was one of those guys who like can't not put a thumb in your ass, even though you go, "It's not really for me. It's not really for me." And he goes,
"Come on."
But
I thought you said if you love someone, you'll do whatever they want.
Down ass bitch.
To them. But also, here's the thing. You either like it or you don't like it. It's a physical sensation. Yep. I didn't enjoy. I wasn't like furious with it, but I was just like, it's not really for me. I have Crohn's, so it's like, it's pretty much an exit only. And
Is it like poop all the time? Crohn's?
Not all the time, but I wish so much that I could like, I wish I loved anal. I wish I was one of those girls that was like, yes, an extra hole to have fun with, but I'm just not, I don't like it.
How about a little kiss on it?
All right, whatever, harmless. For good luck, why not?
Just like that shit.
A little smooch.
Just to tell me to have a nice day? Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck at your new job.
Yeah. Go get him, Tiger.
Be careful driving.
Say goodbye to me every morning.
Yeah, that's exactly how I lift up your dress. Go on now. Get there safe.
I don't hate it. Yeah, whatever works for us. It's like a secret handshake.
Yeah. Ooh, that's nice. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like to give a shug, like a shake.
Oh, a shug, huh? That's what it's called?
Yep.
Okay. I didn't know how to name.
Yeah, shake hug.
A shake hug.
We have.
I never mastered it. It's for men.
Oh, we gotta end.
Yeah, because someone I know has got to be somewhere. This was a lot of fun, though.
This was fun.
Now we got to get everybody's plugs.
Cool.
You passed your audition. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. It's a good week. We're having a good week.
KP has a great album out too.
Thank you.
And
man.
A special.
Yeah, it's the album is out. It's on YouTube for free. It's called Escape from Jacksonville. Laugh Button put that bad boy out. And nice. Chip, I'm excited. One of my clips went viral.
Oh, that's cool. I've had a bunch.
Bunch of virals, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about Forrest Gump earlier.
Dude, that was so crazy. I got fucking 1,500 views, all kidding aside. I paid to boost it. It was at 20, and then it went up to 1,500. How about you? How many views?
I think it's 6 million right now.
Whoa.
It's one clip. Viral. The rest of the special goes downhill from there. Okay. It's just one good,
what
really
was
good
the clip?
The clip? I do a COVID joke. It's a really good one.
Okay.
Yeah. It's on my Instagram. It's at KP Burke Sucks. Chip, that was a pretty good joke.
Are you a little jealous? You look a little.
No,
you look a little upset.
No, I'm happy for him.
Are you? You look really happy for him.
Chip, are you not being honest?
KPBURKE.
Yes, sir.
Good. I guess I'm just yesterday's tomatoes.
No, Chip, I didn't mean to come in here. And I'm not trying to take over, man.
6 million.
Just trying to be part of it.
I know. I know. I wonder if her Irish boyfriend would deny that number.
He would say it's a bit high.
Ah, they're all made up zeros.
You sure the number is exactly that?
All right. KP Burke, congratulations.
Thank you, Chip.
Okay. KM,
that's right.
Where can people see you?
People can find me anywhere you find other human beings. Karen Margolis, KEREN MARGOLIS. And check out my show July 6th at The Stand at 9 p.m. Amazing lineup.
Who's on it?
We've got Jared Freed, Emma Willman, Christiana Jackson, hosted by there's one more person who is awesome and I forget and I know I'm going to get in trouble. Hosted by me and Amanda
right
Gale.
Here.
Chippy Chip. If he wants, it's an open door for you, Chippy.
Thanks. What day? I think I can make it.
It's July 6th.
Can't do it. Okay. a second. All right. Well, and Karen Margolis on what? On like fucking...
On everything on IG. You know what? Just find me on IG. It's my fave.
Okay.
follow, believe me. You know. Hey, babe, I'll follow you. Anyway, Ian Fidditz, how about you?
Yes. Hello. IAnimal69 on Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. I have a bunch of dates coming up this weekend.
Wow.
June 17th and 18th, I am at the Royal Comedy Theater in Toronto, Canada. June 25th, Natalie's Grandview in Columbus, Ohio. I just added a bunch of dates. I'm going to be headlining Caroline's on Broadway, Laugh Boston, American Comedy Company, Comedy on Carlson in Rochester, a bunch of stuff. Very excited. And I just put out a non-music video where it's a music video, but instead of lip-syncing the song, I lip-sync my jokes, and it's like I play like a frontman in a band. Really
I
fun.
Like
check
that.
It out on my YouTube. Oh, you dug it. Hell yeah. Check it on my YouTube, youtube.com/IanFidance, and come out to a show. Say hi, hello, and appreciate you guys. Thanks so much. Thanks, Chip.
It was good.
Chippy. Hey, thanks, Chip.
One half a thumbs up.
That's how I thumb up.
That's your whole thumbs up?
Yeah.
Did you hurt yourself playing 7 Up as a child? Is that what happened?
Thumb War.
Stop. 7-Up, the game where you go like this and
heads up, 7-Up?
Yeah.
How the hell do you play that?
I don't know.
I remember playing it.
I would always play Sprite. Go ahead, Ben.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right. What, Zia underscore land or land Zia? What is it?
Zia land everywhere. XIALAND. Subscribe to my YouTube, subscribe to my OnlyFans, and follow me on Twitch.
Okay.
Do
but
it.
There's
Do
no
it.
There's no buttocks on OnlyFans, I hope.
There's lots of buttocks on OnlyFans.
Oh,
whoa.
So much butt.
It's buttocks o'clock. Oh.
All right. I got to come up with a new shirt. She's right. Or a shit knife. Buy a chip hat or a shit knife, whatever you. Father's Day is coming. Yes. All right, listen. Do you know how we? Did you tell them how we end the podcast? God damn it!
We end the podcast by counting down, and when we get to the end, because you know we don't like to be vulgar, we don't
There's
like to
no
swear.
No dirty talk.
Yeah, no dirty talk. So okay. We say Chippy Kaye, Father Muckers.
Father Mucker.
Instead of motherfucker.
Right.
I think that's what
it is. Yeah. Swear.
Yeah. Someone picks a number on when to count.
And then I'll say something really poignant.
So involved. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
Okay, pick a number.
Four.
Four. Three. Two. One. Chippy Kaye, Father Mucker. Respect those who are... We'll respect you first, but never allow them to take your dignity if you have it to begin with.
Hey, what's up, party people?
Really?